This is QA2Max, bringing you inside the world of college cross country and track and field. Welcome to a special edition of the QA2Max podcast. Kyle, we don't have an interview today. It would be great if we did. But cross country season, it's back.
Yes, cross country season starts tomorrow, unless you're listening to this on Tuesday, in which case it starts today. But if you're listening to this on Monday,
it's tomorrow, and regional rankings come out today. If you're today, listening on Monday,
or if you're listening on Tuesday, it came out yesterday. This podcasting is confusing.
There are 18 total teams ranked number one.
Yes, between the men and the women, nine men's regions, nine women regions.
And I also know this.
Yes,
14 of the number ones from last year returned.
Yeah, all those regional champions are back at number one to start the season. For the women, you have Michigan State, Georgetown, Iowa State, Vanderbilt, Arkansas, and William & Mary all reprise their roles as number one.
And for the men, Wisconsin, Colorado, Arkansas, Villanova, Syracuse, Virginia, Oklahoma State, Mississippi. But Kyle, we didn't mention...
Yeah, there's four teams missing there. The Stanford men and the Stanford women taking over the West from the Oregon men and Oregon women. Stanford's men were ranked, they finished number two in the country last year at NCAAs, so obviously they were due for a big bump with a bunch of returners and some high-class freshmen. And then, you know, Stanford's women, they get Ashlyn Cuff back, pair her with Elise Cranny and a couple other returners there, and they're looking very strong as well.
And we spoke with Coach Milton Berg last week on the QA2Max podcast.
Of course, go listen to that.
You should go listen to that right now.
Pause. Have you listened yet? Okay, we can
continue.
Joe Franklin's, we spoke with Joe Franklin too. New Mexico women took over the mountain region from Colorado. They finished second in the region last year. They were third last year at NCAAs. They have a lot of returners. They have a couple big impact transfers that are coming in. So they're looking strong out in the mountain region. And then finally, they're not the defending champions. They're 2 years champion, 2 years ago's champions, Providence. They're back on top of the Northeast for right now.
And they have seven returners from last year's NCAA meet. But wait, there's more.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Collins, two-time All-American for the Friars and a cornerstone of that 2013 NCAA title team as well. So,
and we also spoke with Ray Tracy.
We spoke with Ray Tracy as well. You know, we planned this pretty well, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah. So, and they're all three different podcasts. So you can listen to Joe Franklin, you can listen to Ray Tracy, you can listen to Chris Miltenberg. Three different podcasts for you. Go listen to those.
And we'll let you listen to Tracy as well as Franklin after this podcast. We don't need to pause again.
Yeah.
And that would just be too much.
This would be a 3 hour little bit here, so we don't want to do that. So Tyler, those are the teams that moved up to the top of the rankings in their respective regions, but there are some more teams who just moved up in the regions toward the top.
Speaking of those movers and shakers, for the women, Texas in the South Central region jumped from 7 to number 2.
Number 2, that's an important spot. That's an auto qualifier for NCAAs.
That's an all-important number 2 spot for them. That will be a big return to the NCAA meet for the Longhorns if they're able to keep that number 2 ranking in the future. Another great women's program on the rise, Montana State, out of the Big Sky Conference in the Mountain Region.
Yeah.
They jumped from 10th to 5th.
Wow, that's big.
That is big. But then in the men, biggest mover was Florida in the South.
Mm-hmm.
They went from 8 to number 3 behind Mississippi and Florida State. And then New Mexico. We spoke to Joe Franklin. He had lots of good things to say about his men.
Mm-hmm.
They went from 7 to 4 in the mountain.
Yeah, and that's a pretty cutthroat region, rather.
Yep.
We're going to get 6-7 teams out of that region. So the closer you are to the top there, the more safe you are. So that's good for them. So those are the regional rankings. Stay tuned tomorrow on Tuesday, or today if you're listening to this on Tuesday. We're back into that timing paradox here again. But Tuesday, September 1st, opening day of cross-country season, plus the debut of the first national coaches poll of the 2015 season. If you didn't listen to those QA2Max interview podcasts we did last week, the preview podcast extravaganza. Yeah, listen to those to get you caught up on everything. Check out ustfccca.org for the full regional rankings and the full national poll tomorrow. And be sure to check back throughout the year as we cover cross country to the gills.
To the brim.
To the brim.
Our cup runneth over.
Ah, runneth Ooh. Over. Is it running pun? Whoa. Whoa, look at that.
Whoa. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us on the QA2 Max today. No interview, like we said, but we hope you enjoyed it. We'll probably be doing these every week. We come out with rankings, and let us know what you think. You can at mention us on Twitter, USTFCCCA, or at Tyler Mayforth,
or at Kyle USTFCCCA.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Later.